This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're all in the heat of the moment this morning because it's the breakfast with the blues, and it's hot on the beach, hot in Pensacola. And guess who's hot here in the studio? Chris Roney. Yay! With Ace Unlocks is here, as well as Howard Seaton, one of our ADX digital marketing consultants, or marketing consultant and digital, I should say.
Anyway, all of that stuff.
Good morning to you. I'm laughing here because Chris is here in the studio, and we were just talking about this is the kickoff this today of the Blue Angels week.
It is.
And I was saying to Chris, so you're not busy this week.
Whew, man, this is, yeah. So we'll get into that later, but it is with the traffic out there, it can get really busy.
A few locked cars, perhaps.
Oh yes, absolutely. Locked cars, lost keys. There'll be lots going on.
Well, so. Tell us a little bit about your company, and in case someone's not familiar, because you do a lot more.
Sure.
You do unlock cars, but you have a lot of other services that you provide.
In business for almost 30 years in Pensacola, serving the community. Yep, we do unlock cars and make keys, but we also rekey homes. We unlock homes, we rekey homes, change locks, install keypads, businesses. I mean, we also do safes. So we're pretty wide. So we do a good bit. So.
Okay. Well, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you? And by the way, if you're listening, I would encourage you to put this number in your phone right now.
Put it in your phone before you need it.
Yep. That's right.
850-505-7545. You definitely want to do it before you need it, so you don't have to Google us. And
correct.
So that brings up something interesting. We've had this happen several times where, you know, if you go to Google and you look, it says Ace Unlocks, and a lot of times there'll be another person below me, and you'll call the wrong person.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so don't do that.
No.
So save the number.
Ace Unlocks Pensacola.
You're hearing it. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Okay. So it is Blue Angels Week.
It is.
So I suspect you have some interesting stories about previous shows and things like that. But, yeah, with all the chaos out there and people in their cars and being out there all day, and I can imagine there would be a lot of lost keys.
There are lots of lost keys. I actually have a really cool story.
Yes.
So Ace Unlocks had just been born. Like, we had just started. It was only a couple years old, and I was still working at the old Jubilee out in Pensacola Beach.
Yes,
that's how long ago this is, right?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Jim Guerra. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was coming in from Navar because the traffic was so bad, and I was late to work because I was coming in as best I could.
Yeah.
And I was in my old Mustang. Actually, it was my partner's old Mustang, and I was flying down Navar Beach, and it was, you could do that back then. I mean, this is 30 years ago.
Yeah, you could back then, but
not
now.
And they were practicing. I didn't realize they were practicing, and I was going pretty fast. And how about one of the guys came up, and I didn't know this, and he passed me, and I know he saw me, and he slowed down, and he waved his wings and took off. One of the coolest things that's ever happened. I know.
It was
pretty cool because I was moving pretty good. I was hauling through. Hopefully Chip's not.
I had a similar thing happen real quick. When I was married, I was taking care of stepkids, and they were little. They were probably like 6 and 7. And so we were on the deck of this house on the beach, and they were going by, and every time my little Alex would wave and wave and wave and jump up and down every time they went by. And on the last pass, he came in really low and, like you said, tipped his wing, and we could see him salute us.
Yeah.
That was the I think for the rest of his life, Alex still talks about
it's
that.
It's one of
my
favorite things.
I still get goosebumps. It was one of the coolest things ever.
I had no idea. You know, I couldn't have been more than 21 years old.
And you feel like a 6-year-old.
Oh,
you know?
It was great. It was great.
Well, everything's going great this morning, I understand. So so tell us a little bit about your availability this week, because a lot of folks may be coming in right now that are going to be spending some time on the beach. Can they reach you? Can they get service during this time?
So there's, you know, how many people are, it's like 100,000 or something. It's a crazy number.
As far as I can remember, it's never been closed on Wednesday.
No.
And it is
today. Is it? Well, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I just got back from out there. All the parking lots were full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's unusual.
And that used to be the day. Breakfast with the Blues was the day you could always get in, but it's just become that popular. So we're kind of there. So here's what happens. You know, the problem isn't just getting on, it's getting off, right?
Right.
So traffic a lot of times is blocked both ways. And so what we do is, you know, we'll give you, if you're locked out of your car, we'll just give you an idea. We're like, look, You know, a lot of times we've got somebody out there. This particular weekend, it's going to be me.
Oh, bless your heart.
So if you're locked out of your car, there's a chance that you'll be getting me. And the nice thing is I've got a golf cart, so I can kind of get around a little bit better. I'm still, you know, I still have to respect you can't drive on the sidewalks and stuff like that. But we can still get around. But it's still tough, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, even in parking lots, you can't just stop in the middle of a parking lot
because
you know people are still trying to move and get around. So anyway, I would just say to everybody, be patient. And we work it out. It's like a logistics thing. So we may end up with 3 or 4 lockouts on the beach, and we'll try to get to you in an order that we can get in and off and around. So we're coming, no question. Now, but you just have to be patient. But here, the other thing is, if you've lost your keys, then that's a different story.
Right
now we got to call a van, and now we, you know, that van's got to get on and come make keys and then get off. So but we you know, we'll come. A lot of people, you know what they do? They just wait. They wait till the next day, and we will go out on the following Monday, and we will go to the beach and we will unlock a few cars, but we'll also make several keys.
Oh, wow.
Because people that have just lost their keys and they're like, you know what? It's just not worth it. We just stayed and, you know, come out and, you know, we'll make the keys there. So that's how we do it. But it is a logistical nightmare, but we you know, as long as everybody patient with us, we'll get to you. We won't leave you stranded. I guarantee you that.
Do you foresee the time when Ace Unlocks invests in a speedboat, maybe?
I know, right? Right.
It's a write-off.
No, everybody wants us to have a helicopter. Yeah. That's what I need.
One of those electric bikes might work.
That
might be another thing.
Those are good.
You could put one of those little things in the back, and you could have their little key maker on there.
I love it. Meg's giving some ideas here.
Yeah, come aboard anytime.
The world's most mobile and agile locksmith.
It could be a thing, you know. It could be a thing.
That's great.
But it's good to know that you are out there. That does make a lot of difference. You don't want it to happen, but these things do happen, and especially when you're I just have been on the beach many times, and my heart goes out to moms, because I see the moms, the husband's dragging the cooler, the kids are dragging their beach towels.
Yep. And you're tired.
They're dragging umbrella.
By now you're tired.
And everybody's looking burned and tired.
A little short on patience.
They get to the car. Yep. Who's got the key? I thought you had the keys.
Yep.
No, you said you had the keys.
Yep.
And that's, you know, after being there since 4 a.m.
Yes.
And now it's 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're
no
like,
keys.
And I'll tell you another thing. This is a big one, too. And I'm really glad that you brought that up. Because a lot of times they'll have the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get to the car and the keys won't work. Because people still think that their keys are waterproof.
Oh.
And really?
So, you know, they'll put a key in their pocket. Or, you know, they'll just set it in the sand and something will get spilled on it.
You're talking about the fobs?
Oh, yeah, the key fobs. Yeah, those key fobs.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they're not waterproof. Yeah, so you take that into the ocean, you are guaranteed to get yourself stranded.
So even on the beach, if it just gets wet.
So what we tell people is there's a couple things you can do. It depends on how much time you have and, you know, whatnot. If you're staying there, a lot of people, you know, they're in a condo.
Yeah.
It really does work, and this is actually true. So if you're listening and you ever waterlogged your key fob, you throw it in a bag of rice.
That really does work?
It actually really does work.
Okay, because I've heard about that.
Yeah. So you just take it apart as best you can.
Cell phones, too, my understanding.
Yeah, it does. It, but you have to leave it in there for a good little while. So you just kind of set it in there and just leave it and let it sit for, you know, 12 hours, 20 hours. And next day, a lot of times you'll get up and it'll work.
Wow.
Still, if it doesn't. And then there's other ways that you can get around that. And this, people have called and they've been stranded because you have to remember, it's electricity, right? So it's a battery. And if the buttons may not work, but most keys have a bypass in them. So, for instance, if you're in a most Chevys made after 2022, if you walk up and put your foot on the brake, and there's a little slot in there, or let's use a Honda, it's a better, or a Nissan, Hondas or Nissans. You put your foot on the brake, and you push the button with the fob, like actually use the fob to push the button, it'll start.
Really, even though it's not necessarily working.
It's not working, yeah, because it's got a little bypass thing in there called a transponder, and that transponder can transmit energy up to about 3 centimeters without need of a battery. So it's a bypass thing that they put in there.
I drive a Nissan. I did not know that.
Yeah, so yeah, that,
for
so,
someone
yeah.
like me,
so you never
I need
get
to
wrecked.
Know that.
So you never get stuck. Yeah, Hyundai same way, Honda, Nissan.
Because I had the battery, well, confessions time, I had the battery run out, and it said to me, your battery's run out. And so somebody told me you could do that, and it worked.
It does. It absolutely works. Yep.
We have our expert in the house. You can tell Chris Roney is here with Ace Unlocks. If you've got a question for him, this is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Please text it on in at 850-437-1620. And Chris, give that number out again so folks can get it in their phones today.
Ace Unlocks, 850-505-7545.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about Pensacola Beach and, you know, emergency care, which is what you're a specialist in.
Yep.
But you do a lot of other things, too, so maybe we can touch on that as well this morning.
Yeah, so people ask me, I think another big one that we get is, can you install a keypad lock? Can you install keypad locks?
Ah, okay.
And do you sell them and install them? So a couple things there. One, we don't actually sell them. I mean, I will buy them for you, but there's so many different kinds, and there's so many different finishes, and that makes it tough because, you know, it's almost better for you to go out and buy the lock and let us buy the lock you like and install it. Now, that said, I can tell you some stories about this. You know, and we've touched on this prior to the show, but it's always good to remind everybody, especially if you're, you know, just now tuning in, that we live in Florida. And it is 100 degrees.
Hot.
And those keypad locks that you're putting on your door, they're outdoors, and they're, especially if they're facing the sun or getting any sun, they just don't last.
Really?
Yeah, you get a year, maybe two out of it. So you know, you're going to spend $250, $300 on a lock. And just be prepared. It's probably, and it could fail way before that because you know, and I actually have this case in my house. My house faces the westward sun.
And
so that, you know how hot that is. So
yeah.
We, you know, it can get you hot to the touch even. Like you touch your door handle, you're like, golly, that's really hot. So they came up with this is a really cool lock. So for people who, and especially, you know, Florida, or if you're in the beach.
Right.
Where you got, because you also have salty air.
Mm-hmm.
We have salty, I mean, heck, you have salty air in Cantonment, for God's sake.
Well,
we're not
humid.
That far
the
from
humidity
the ocean.
Is yeah, we're pretty not, intense yeah. wherever you are.
So there's this lock called an August lock. And it's really interesting. And I started using it in my house because of the sun and the way it is. And I'm right there so close to the water. I don't know how to explain it other than the mechanical or the electronic part. Is on the inside of your house.
Interesting.
So as you approach your house, your phone is communicating, and the lock itself is always, you know, on the Wi-Fi that's on your house. So as you approach, you can unlock your door, and your door looks the same from the outside. It doesn't. Nothing changes. We're just using we can use the existing lock that you have.
Interesting.
And this thing just goes on the inside, and it actually operates left and right.
Uh-huh.
It'll lock and unlock your door mechanically or electronically. It's really, really cool.
Interesting.
And the other cool thing is you can add a keypad to it. So it's on the, and you could put it, say, outside, but you could put it where it's not going to be in the sun. Off to the side a little bit. And then another cool thing about it is you can give away, you can issue keys. So if you have you've got friends coming in from vacation and you're still at work at 4 and they're coming in at noon, well, you can issue them a key that'll last as long as you want it to. So it can last during their vacation, and then it'll erase itself.
Wow. So you can turn it off as an expiration date.
It's a really cool lock.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've installed several of them, and they're really working well. So the one that's on my house I've had up there for now 4 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
that's good longevity.
That's unheard of. Yeah. And this, so all you got to do is change the batteries. And the nice thing is it tells you when to change the batteries and sends you an alert.
So this is the keypad locks. Now, what about the Ring, you know, all the ones that have cameras and things like that?
Yep.
Same issues?
Same issues. Yeah. Now, I will say that a lot of those cameras are they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're weatherproof. You know, they're designed to be outside. They're, you know, and of course some of the locks are too, but at the same time, there's just something about our environment. I mean, it is.
Laughing because it's the laugh of.
It's the heat and humidity and the salt and the sand. And it's just so hard on things. So, and it's funny, you're talking about that. So there, I was down, right on the water, in downtown Pensacola working on one of Jim Reeves' buildings.
Yes.
And he has this lock on there. It's a really good lock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this lock is probably 15 years old, and even back then it was $1,000. This is a really solid lock. They were made well.
Uh-huh.
And it was working great. Like mm-hmm. you could push the button, and it would. It's not electronic, but it was a mechanical push button lock.
Right.
But which is also pretty good for Pensacola, but they're super expensive.
Okay.
Well, as soon as we removed that lock, the whole thing fell apart. The only thing holding it together was the fact that it was mashed in there.
Oh,
like,
my
just
goodness.
Perfectly with the screws.
Right.
All the component, like several of the components had eroded and dissolved.
We
pulled it down, and I was like, well, we're not putting that lock back on.
All right.
So we
and Jim says, please do something for
me. We're gonna definitely have
longer.
To do something. Hey, I'm staying at his RV park right now.
Yeah, so that was the deal.
So,
huh?
Yeah, I'm not gonna let him not get
good morning,
into his
Jim.
Own building. I know.
Hey, Jim.
I know.
That's so funny. We're talking with Chris Roney. He is the owner of Ace Unlocks, been in business 30 plus years, mm-hmm. And has so many different services and products that you can take advantage of. But first thing I would say again, and I'm gonna repeat it again, please put this number in your phone now and do it ahead of time.
Yes,
what's that number again?
850-505-7545.
And if you have a question, you can always text it in. He's our lock and key expert here on the expert panel, 850-437-1620. We did get a question in, Chris, is if can Ace Unlocks replace a lost key fob? How does that work?
Well, it depends on the year, make, and model, but we absolutely can. There's not much we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, call in that number, 850-505-7545,
mm-hmm.
and we can give you a quote right over the phone.
Okay.
So, and like I said, you can imagine there's just so many different makes and models.
Well, yeah.
And stuff costs differently. And, you know, it's with, just for instance, Hyundai changes their keys almost yearly.
Really?
They change, yes. Yeah, so our inventory room for our Hyundai and Kia is wide. It's mm-hmm. broad. It takes up a whole wall.
Wow.
And then, you know, for Ford and Chevrolet, they don't change theirs as often. But mm-hmm. there's still a lot. So mm-hmm. if you're driving a 1985 Ford F-150 or a 2025 Ford F-150, there's about 10 or 12 different possibilities,
wow.
of generations of keys. And
wow.
then within those generations, like if you own a 2012 or 13 Ford F-150, there's 14 different keys that fit that car.
Wow.
And we carry them all.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. So someone just texted in from Vicky. Good morning, Vicky. I have one key fob for my Palisade and one for my husband. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, we make them. That's another one. The Palisade there's about six different possibilities.
Oh, my goodness. So it depends on the year.
Yeah, so okay. It depends on, well, even on the year, like within that year, in mm-hmm. 2024, there's six different possibilities. And the reason is,
wow.
Well, because they come optioned so differently. Some of them have power doors.
Oh.
Some of them have a rear lift gate.
Okay.
Some of them have remote start. Some don't. So what we do is we can look at the current key that you have,
mm-hmm.
and then match it up to a brand new part that we keep here at the shop. And the other thing we can do, we can also run it by VIN.
Okay.
So and it just depends. And those Palisade keys, they range. They're going to be between $300 and some of them go up to upwards of $485.
But, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah,
what is typically the cost? Or depends, I guess, on the brand.
So the parts range. They'll be anywhere from, I mean, the cheapest one of a Hyundai is probably about $150.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, you know, if you own an Elantra, your key right now is about a $500 part.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're on back order and they're really hard to get right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it just depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you tack on to that the programming.
Right.
Because, and again, every car is different. For a Hyundai and Kia, you need a special PIN number. Where do you get that PIN number?
Wow.
You have to get it from Hyundai. So
mm-hmm.
you purchase that. So that's another $40. So that's why we have to just quote as we go. But
mm-hmm.
I just give a range. So like I said, for the Palisade, between $325 and $465, just depends.
So Vicky, you need to call Chris.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Have your VIN number ready. Call that number,
mm-hmm.
850-505-7545, and we'll get your VIN, and we'll call look it up and see how much it costs.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert is Chris Roney, who is with Ace Unlocks, the owner, and not only a great business, but also great that he and his wife, Jenny, do so much in our community. And I love them both. I've known them for a long time.
Shout out to my wife. She's out there at the blues right now.
Jenny's out there.
Hey, Jenny.
But also, I would just say that I personally am responsible for keeping them in business for several years.
Meg is a great customer. Great repeat customer.
Great repeat customer.
Frequent flyer.
You got it. I want a rewards program, okay?
We should do a key ring that we punch out or something.
Some kind of rewards program. But we were talking about the Blue Angels this week, and that a lot of folks, thousands and thousands of people, are going to be out there. Yep. So just maybe recap, Chris, your availability, the fact that y'all are going to be out there.
So we'll be there. All weekend, and we are open 24/7. I didn't mention this too. Sometimes, if you can wait till the evening, a lot of times we can come to you. So even on Friday night, or once that traffic clears out, we'll come on and we can clear out. So if you have lost your keys, you could still get a key on Friday. But typically the issue getting on and getting off is the hardest part. So I'll be there.
You're going to be out there the whole time.
Yeah, I'll be out there. I'll have a little golf cart out there, so we can come out and potentially get your car unlocked, and we'll get you back on the road.
Well, the 24/7 is important because I typically lose my key is around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Sunday night. So just so you know. Now, we have another question. For families with new drivers, can we get a GPS tracker for our family car?
Ooh, now no one's ever asked me that before.
Interesting.
That would be kind of like a...
That's a whole other business.
Well, actually, you know what my wife and I use? Because find my iPhone's okay. Mm-hmm. We use that, but we use Life 360.
Oh.
And it works great.
Okay.
And we even put ourselves on it.
Okay.
And it geofences, and that's a really good, that's a really good way. So you're not necessarily tracking the car, you're tracking your kid, wherever your kid's at.
On their phone.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, okay. So that way you always know where your kid's at. What we definitely need to talk about is how do you keep the kid from getting locked out, because especially if they're a new driver, right?
Yes.
So that's a whole we got time. How much
we've
time?
We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay,
two,
so
3 minutes.
So we've I don't know if nobody even realizes this, but cars are not made of metal anymore.
Oh.
So remember they used to have the old magnetic boxes?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd find
yes,
a way
I put
to
it
put
underneath
them on.
The key. My wheel.
Now you have to find a way to put them on the frame of the car, which means you got to get up underneath there. And you want to set it on the frame somewhere. So you're going to be laying on the ground. It's no longer a convenient thing.
Remember, it used to be right under the wheel.
You could put it right under a bumper or something. Well, they don't. First of all, again, rain, salty air, humidity, heat,
sand,
road dirt. They fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So we quit selling those things because that people would buy one and say, hey, I bought this, $8 box and that fell off, three years later. I need you to come unlock my car and make me a key for free. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, right. No, sorry.
but we do offer these pouches, and they're actually really pretty strong, especially if you clean, as long as you clean the surface really, really well. And then stick them on a upward facing like a level so you're not working against gravity,
right?
And they'll be there, they'll stay there.
Interesting. Okay, so that's a good help.
If you drive a pickup truck, do like I do. I'll just throw a key in the back of the truck. Just a metal key.
Mm-hmm.
Just a way to get in if you need to get in. Good luck searching it. I mean, it's going to be in there. You're going to have to search
under
through
leaves
because it is a redneck trash can. Let me just tell you.
This is not the sophisticated way
to have that extra key.
Okay, we got you. No. Well, you're going to be out at the Blue Angels. Chris Roney's here with Ace Unlocks. I appreciate you coming in on this busy week. And once again, how can folks get in touch with you and be sure they have that number?
Call us before you need us. Save it before you need us. 850-505-7545.
All right. I'm happy to know. I feel very safe.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing you're going to be out there this week.
That's right.
And I always appreciate everything
y'all
do. All right, Jenny, you try to behave yourself while you're out there, girl. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Chris Roney with Ace Unlocks. Again, that number one more time.
850-505-7545.
All right. Be safe. Keep those keys close this week.